Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. Happy Friday to each and every single one of you. I hope you have something spectacular planned for you and yours this weekend. There's lots going on in Husker Nation. Everybody's active. All the winter sports are heading towards championship season or development season. Some real movement in basketball, women's basketball, men's basketball. This is a movement weekend. Like, you get to identify who you are and how this is going to play out, and it's special in that space. Nebraska wrestling getting prepped and ready for the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. That is a big deal. And I think we had some conversation with Mark Manning on Wednesday about rankings and seedings and how those things play out. Wrestling is unique in how that's handled, and the coaches get together and have to kind of seed. And I would imagine that's a pretty spectacular room to be in, to have where five of the top 10 programs in the country are in the Big Ten, and those coaches are at the table, and that 70% of the nation's top 10 wrestlers in each weight class are in the Big Ten. So you've got guys who are ranked in the top five who aren't really a one seed at the Big Ten tournament. And then you've got to look for matchups and otherwise, and it's pretty interesting that, man, I kind of have to go to the Big Ten wrestling tournament. Like, you become fully invested in it. You go, wait a minute, this is really a thing. And I kind of want to see. I saw it when it was at PBA, and it was cool to watch. Just all the behind the scenes, the wrestlers preparing, all the conversations that go on. And it's different than basketball, because basketball really is a season. It's not a ranking. It's a seeding, right? It's what's the difference, Bach, in your mind, between the ranking and seeding?
Well, usually you want them to fall along the same lines, right? But it can get bad. I mean, seeding is almost is getting, with the college football playoff and talking about wrestling, it's almost like it's kind of just out of whack. Ranking is kind of, this is kind of where we believe this lines up, and then seeding kind of can play into it. And that can change, like we say, with the college football playoffs or in what different sports, based on what the format is for you to determine a championship. And so I've always been kind of fascinated by that, because, like, post bowl season, some teams would be more punished than others for losses. And so rankings are fun in themselves too, because you have preseason, and then, you know, like you were just kind of saying, it all comes down to the mat. It doesn't matter what your seat or rank is, but it's just kind of funny to follow those and kind of feel between them. But yeah, I mean, I guess when I think seeding, I think more, tournament style,
is rankings one, kind of the is one the top season 25. The season that you've had and where you are currently, like, is that the difference? That you could be the number two wrestler in your weight class by record, but you've won your last eight, or you could be number three, but or number one, but you just took a loss. Ranking seeding for me is always interesting. And wrestling, college wrestling and high school wrestling, because I caught some of that. I'm a teammate, and my mentee is a high school wrestler. And he was explaining, you know, points and the things. And that takes a science degree. Like, that, you man, you need an advanced math degree to figure that out. But it's a weird thing that where you are versus – who others think you are, right? Like, yeah. It's an interesting thing. And with basketball, like, the women's basketball program is in, I mean, man, we like to say in sports that there's nothing wrong that a win won't cure, right? There's nothing wrong in a program or with an athlete that a win won't cure. Never can that be said any more truthfully than about both the men and women's basketball programs. You're almost at that every game is must win because it really is must win. Your season ends if you don't get it right. For women's basketball, this is the last kind of got to win moment because the tournament's coming. And you don't want to go into the tournament. As a coach, I always paid attention to – I would coach my district tournament 2 games ahead. So whatever personnel I was going to use, 2 games in, 2 games left in my regular season, that's the rotation. Play calls, play sets in basketball, the sets that are there. Baseball and the rotations that you set up and how you use your bullpen. And again, baseball is a little different because your bullpen rotation can be game situation. Your number one starter could go get shelled and you got to go, you got to change it. But Amy Williams is fighting to stay. I don't think you want to be, nobody wants to be in the lower half, right? Because then you're looking uphill and it is a statement that some things have gone away from you. The other side of it is that Coach Hoiberg and the men's program, do we know who this basketball team is? Is this, okay, Baca, I'll ask you this way. Is Nebraska basketball a top half of the Big Ten program?
Right now, again, come back to the rankings or seedings.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't feel like it, right? The Penn State blowout, the Michigan performance, I mean – you know, the Northwestern had to come back. I mean, those are the most 3 recent games. They're not exactly getting hot at the right time, if you will.
Well, I mean, and that part, because I said that's why I try to coach the regular season, the last 2 games of the regular season. And it depended on the team. Sometimes it was the 3rd game, right? That if we've done everything right and I don't have to adjust, then I could just keep playing. If things have not gone well, extraordinarily well, I have to really shape it and define it. If we're kind of back and forth, I just need to fine tune in those final games. And the women's program, because you're currently, what are they? 1 more game left in regular season?
Northwestern on Sunday.
Right? That the importance of that, sitting at 18 and 10, and Bach, we're humans. We're absolutely humans. So if they win against Northwestern, I have to change my conversation. It will put them at 10-8 in the Big Ten Conference. You know what? That is an exceptional season.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Well, that's a good season. Right?
Yeah.
That's a good season. 19 wins. Good season. It also sets the table that if you go to the Big Ten, at 10-8, you're going to be expected to win your first game in the Big Ten tournament. And if you do so, if you beat Northwestern, get to win 19, and then you win the first game as a favored seeded team, you're at 20 wins going into bracket seeding rankings, et cetera. But if the other thing happens, you're now sitting at 9-9. And I'm not sure what your ranking is going to be in the Big Ten tournament. Not sure if you're going to be the favorite. And at 18 wins, you may have to, you have to absolutely win a game in the Big Ten tournament, and maybe two. So then you say, hey, Bach, let me clear this up for you. Your tournament starts against Northwestern. Mm. You want this thing to go the way you want it to go? Beat Northwestern. You beat Northwestern, you can exhale and work on some things. You know what? I'm not going to get the worst seed in the tournament. I'm not going to get the worst seed. I'm not going to be a lower seed in the NCAA tournament. Not that it really matters, because, you know, if you're at 10 wins and 20 wins, you're still going to face a 25 or 30 win team in the NCAA tournament. So on your scale, Bach, 1 to 10, how important is it to beat Northwestern if you're the Huskers?
Well, I mean, I mean, the loss also, Northwestern is not a very good team as far as the standings, right? Mm-hmm. As far as the Big Ten goes, so they're not going to be a tournament team. So it also wouldn't help you there. Nebraska's lost, what, 6 of 9 here. Britt Prince, hopefully he can get her back. We've kind of been on the men's side. We've kind of been waiting for Bearcat to come back. Okay, Bearcat's back now. Now we can get their full go at it. It's a similar thing now with the women. Of course, Natalie Potts out for the year, but you can get Britt Prince back. I mean, it's one of those not must win, but must not lose. So it equates to the same thing.
Well, I mean, see, this is where people get in trouble. When you say that, when losing becomes a part of the conversation, you've lost the conversation. It, to me, you're going to be favored. If you do what you're supposed to do, you're favored because you're facing a 9-17, 2-15 in the conference Northwestern team. If you're talking about tournament basketball, the Huskers have to show up and show out. They have got to look. This is one to be impressive at, even on the road. Shouldn't matter. Don't leave anything on the table. Don't leave anything on the table. And I think the way I see it, they beat Northwestern. They meet those numbers. They get a pretty good. I'd like to see them play on Thursday. I don't want to see them play on Wednesday. Like, we don't want that. You know, there's a fan says, I'd be okay with Wednesday. It means another day of basketball. Another day of Husker basketball, which is a fully Husker basketball thing to say.
There is something to that. I can agree with that. For some reason, it feels a little bit empty when Nebraska's not playing on Wednesday. That's our spot.
That is so, I mean, listen, I was at PBA, and there's a fan, and a knowledgeable fan. He said, look, I feel kind of bad for saying this, but I'm kind of okay if they get, because in their minds, you're going to get somebody in that on Wednesday that you should beat. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, if you're playing on Wednesday, you didn't beat somebody you should have beat. This is fully a thing. On the men's side, it is really, to me, it's time now to hit the on switch. It's the on switch that you're going to get you're going to get a Minnesota team that, again, you match up well with at PBA on a Saturday. The weather's going to be nice. The crowd should be fantastic. You handle your business. You get a couple of days to recover. You travel to Columbus to face an Ohio State team that you match up well with. And then you would come back to PBA next Sunday against an Iowa team for an 11:30 tip-off, and the rules of engagement say you handle your home 11:30 tip-offs pretty well. You should get it. Now, those three wins is the ideal, but three wins puts you at 10-10 in the Big Ten. And men's basketball, that's a go. That's a full green flag, right? Mm-hmm. Green flag. No yellow flag required when it comes to Nebraska. They're going in on a three-game win streak. They beat teams that they should have beat. Went through some friction to do it. And those three wins will put the Huskers at 20 wins for the season. 20 wins in the regular season, 10-10, 500 ball in the Big Ten conference, and then a favored seed in the Big Ten tournament and another game that you should win, which would put you above 500. That means you could, at your worst, go into the NCAA bidding season with a 500 Big Ten record and 20-plus wins. Bach, three wins, possible.
Possible. Hopefully, like you said, that would be them getting hot at the right time. The team's back, Bearcats back, and just maybe they can get this going. But, I mean, we're coming off a game where Bryce Williams was the only one that could put the ball in the bucket. So, I mean, they're not, like I said earlier, they're just not getting hot at the right time. Neither pro, and that's what I think is the feeling right now. Nebraska basketball, women's and men's, very square on the bubble. And just not playing their best basketball, but that can quickly turn around. You remember right after the 6-game losing streak is when they went on a little bit of a winning streak of their own. So hopefully this is a turning point.
It is also a big weekend around. Bowling has the weekend off. Tennis, men's tennis and women is at home. Women's tennis, I believe, is on the road. I will have to check that out, but I'll check that at the break. We'll talk about those, and then we'll talk about the thing that happened because yesterday. My eyes were drawn to Adam Pac-Man Jones, who retired and at age 40 decided he was going to run a 40. That dude ran a 4.5 40 at 40 years old. Mm. We're going to talk about that for all us old heads. Bye.
That's crazy.
1-on-1 on the ticket. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.